This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The top UN court orders Israel to allow food and medical aid into Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a legally binding order on Thursday, the International Court of Justice says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, fuel and other key supplies. Two new so-called provisional measures in a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of acts of genocide in its war in Gaza. Charges Israel denies. The UN's reported that 100% of Gaza's 2.3 million people are at severe levels of food insecurity. Aid deliveries have been impeded by Israeli military restrictions, ongoing hostilities, and the breakdown of public order, according to the UN and international aid groups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia said on Friday that major powers needed a new approach to North Korea, accusing the United States and its allies of ratcheting up military tensions in Asia and seeking to, quote, strangle the reclusive state. Olivia Chan from Reuters has this report.
The comment came after Russia vetoed the annual renewal of a panel of experts monitoring enforcement of long-standing United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs. According to the UN, North Korea is the only country to have conducted tests in the 21st century. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that it was deeply disappointed at Russia's veto. Washington says North Korea has supplied Russia with missiles than it is using against Ukraine. Those assertions have been dismissed by the Kremlin and Pyongyang.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The Pope skips Good Friday event to preserve his health ahead of Easter. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Vatican says Pope Francis skipped the traditional Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum, adding to concerns about his frail health during a particularly busy liturgical period. Francis had been expected to preside over the Way of the Cross procession, which reenacts Christ's passion and crucifixion. But just as the event was about to begin, the Vatican announced that Francis was following the event from his home at the Vatican. A statement said Francis is conserving his health for a Saturday vigil and Mass on Easter Sunday. The 87-year-old has been battling what he and the Vatican have described as a case of the flu, bronchitis, or a cold all winter long. I'm Norman Hall.
American Airlines is easing a restriction in its pet policy. For years, people with a small pet could only bring one other thing into the cabin, a small personal item that fits under their seat. American confirmed Friday that people with pets can now bring a personal item or regular carry-on bag that fits in the overhead bin. Gary Leff, a travel blogger who first wrote about the change, thinks it might discourage people from falsely claiming that their pet is a service animal just to avoid the rule against carry-on bags. The U.S. government approved $60 million in relief funds for the state of Maryland on Thursday to begin rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the city of Baltimore. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The bridge collapsed Tuesday morning after a massive cargo freighter that had lost power plowed into the structure in Baltimore Harbor. The bodies of two men have been recovered while four others are missing and presumed dead. They were conducting repairs on the bridge when it was struck. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said Thursday that recovering the missing workers and bringing closure to their families remained a top priority. He also confirmed the Biden-Harris administration had approved his state's emergency funds request on Thursday, hours after it was submitted. An extraordinarily quick relief payout after such a disaster. A team of experts must first assess how to dislodge the vessel, which is loaded with thousands of containers and entangled in bridge debris.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. France says it has asked 46 countries if they can supply more than 2,000 police officers to help secure the Paris Olympics. Organizers are finalizing security planning for the Games, the French capital's first in a century, while on heightened alert against potential attacks. The Interior Ministry said on Friday that the request for foreign security assistance was made in January, seeking 2,185 reinforcements. It said the officers are sought for game security and what it called, quote, the spectator experience, and that such assistance is common practice for major international events. Separately, the French Defense Ministry has also asked foreign nationals for small numbers of military personnel who could help with tasks, including sniffer dog teams. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.